Living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The NFL has suspended Panthers safety Trayvon Merrig one game without pay for unsportsmanlike conduct when he punched 49ers wide receiver Juwan Jennings below the belt on Monday night. Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers was out week 12 with a left wrist fracture, but head coach Mike Tomlin says he has, quote, great optimism that Rodgers will be able to play Sunday when Pittsburgh hosts the Bills. Elsewhere, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid said running back Isaiah Pacheco will return for Thursday's matchup against the Cowboys. Pacheco hasn't played since week 8 with a knee injury. The Chargers are opening the 21-day practice window for running back Omarion Hampton. He was placed on injured reserve after suffering an ankle injury in week 5. And Drew Brees and Larry Fitzgerald are among 26 modern era players to reach the semifinalist stage for the Pro Football Hall of Fame Class of 2026. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/play.
Selling your home, it's one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. You could go it alone, trying to navigate market trends, determine fair pricing, and tackle tricky negotiations on your own. You could second guess every decision, wondering if you're doing it right. Then there's the showings, the offers, and the mountain of paperwork. Or you could work with the expertise of a Realtor, here to guide and help protect as you make your next big move. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Right by.
This Thanksgiving, celebrate with Allegretto, surrounded by beauty, flavor, and the joy of gathering together. Join Allegretto Vineyard Resort Thursday, November 27th for an elevated Thanksgiving buffet filled with chef-inspired dishes, citrus-braised salmon, prime rib, to roasted turkey with sage gravy. Savor every bite, sip house-selected wines, and let Allegretto take care of the rest. Reservations required. Allegretto Vineyard Resort, or call 805-369-2503.
D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles with a full line of Carhartt jackets, vests, and pants. Wolverine fleece flannel shirts, 20% off. 20% off Justin work boots. And a full stock of insulated coveralls and bibs from Key. And of course, at D&J Camping and Clothing, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, November 26, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
County Airport releases advice for smoother holiday travel. San Luis Obispo man threatening to bomb synagogues pleads not guilty. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 39 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. With Thanksgiving travel underway and winter holiday travel right around the corner, the San Luis Obispo County Airport is ready to welcome travelers for the busy season. Courtney Johnson, a director of airports for San Luis Obispo County, said SBP is fully prepared for the holiday rush. SBP advises travelers to follow several holiday tips. Arrive at least 2 hours before your scheduled departure to allow time for parking, check-in, and security screening. Check your flight status with your airline before heading to the airport, as winter travel can affect schedules. Consider alternate transportation to the airport whenever possible to help ease parking demand. Review TSA guidelines before packing. Fully charge devices before arriving and download your airline's app for real-time updates. SBP also invites travelers to arrive early and enjoy the terminal's beautiful holiday decor. San Luis Obispo man threatening to bomb synagogues pleads not guilty. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. 36-year-old Elijah Alexander King was arrested by the San Luis Obispo Police Department last month for posts he made on social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter. King's posts said he would, quote, bomb every synagogue in a 20-mile radius, and even added, this is a real threat, call the police and report me for terrorism. King was arraigned on a federal grand jury indictment on Tuesday with one count of threats and false information regarding fire and explosives, one count of threats by interstate communication, and one count of false information and hoaxes in a U.S. District Court of the Central District of California. King pled not guilty to all three federal charges. His trial will start January 13th. The county sheriff's office announced on social media that a new canine has joined their ranks. Anakin, a 2-year-old Dutch shepherd born in California and trained in narcotics detection, has joined the sheriff's office special operations unit alongside his handler, Deputy Brixie. The sheriff's office welcomes Anakin to their team. CHP has released a safety reminder for this upcoming holiday period beginning tonight at 6. CHP will be entering its Thanksgiving holiday enforcement period, which will continue through Sunday, November 30th. CHP officers will be on patrol, this time ensuring travelers are wearing their seatbelts and driving safely. CHP encourages all passengers to buckle up, drive sober, and obey the speed limit. Holidays are meant for celebration and connection, not loss. The County Public Health Department has released a statement from West Coast Health Alliance, issued in response to recent changes to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Autism and Vaccines webpage. The webpage was updated on November 19th to say that the claim, vaccines do not cause autism, is not an evidence-based claim because studies have not ruled out the possibility that infant vaccines cause autism, and that this statement has been disseminated to prevent vaccine hesitancy. West Coast Health Alliance's statement says that rigorous research of millions of people in countries over decades provides high-quality evidence that vaccines are not linked to autism. The Alliance goes on to say that it is deeply concerned about inaccurate claims to the contrary on the website. The Alliance says that vaccines are thoroughly tested and remain one of the most important tools for preventing infectious diseases. These statements were originally published November 21st on the California Department of Public Health website, recently shared by the County Health Department. In sports for the NFL, triple header for KPRL on Sunday. We'll have the Packers and the Lions in the morning, then the Chiefs against the Cowboys in the afternoon, and finally the Ravens against the Bengals. In the NBA, yesterday the Lakers beat the Clippers 135-118, the Magic over the 76ers 114-103, the Wizards beat the Hawks 132-113. Tonight, the Kings will face the Suns, the Warriors will go against the Rockets, and the Thunder will face the Timberwolves. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Phillips 66 and Kinder Morgan are looking at constructing the first ever gas pipeline to directly connect California with refineries in the Midwest. The pipeline would run to Colton in San Bernardino County and could deliver gas, diesel, and jet fuel from as far east as Missouri by 2029. A new chief of the U.S. Border Patrol taking the lead in San Diego, Justin De La Torre, says agents are seeing steady activity along the border and are continuing to work around the clock to stop illegal crossings.
They have to work off their smuggling debt to the cartels. It's a really bad situation. The only people who benefit from that are the cartels themselves, who are making money off exploiting those people.
De La Torre taking over in San Diego after serving in Yuma and starting his career in Imperial Beach. Hermosa Beach police investigating an attack that left a man in his 60s seriously hurt. This man came to his aid.
As I got out of the car, that's when I realized that it was actually six people attacking one.
I'm John Gilliland. This is California Headline News.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are here. Grab your coffee and put on your sneakers because it's go time. Through Saturday, save up to 50% on everything from toys to beauty faves, winter styles, and more. Plus, earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Yep, that's extra Kohl's cash. So run, don't walk. Just hold on tight to that coffee. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end November 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelUSA.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Lindsay and Greg from K-John's Jewelry Company here. Do you want to buy jewelry online, but you are scared the piece of jewelry will not be the quality it claims to be? Have you done tons of online research, but you don't know the vital quality aspects to look for when purchasing jewelry?
K-John's Jewelry Company is here to help. We're a family and veteran-owned local business. We have a nice selection of quality jewelry that is priced competitively with the internet jewelry stores. And most of our pieces are proudly made in the USA.
If we don't have exactly what you have fallen in love with on Instagram, we can design it for you or order it from the hundreds of other designers we partner with. We are the best of both worlds, a local family-run business, and we can provide exactly what you want for a great value. We shop for you for diamonds and jewelry pieces the way we shop for ourselves. The absolute best quality for the absolute lowest price.
And remember, we gladly pay the sales tax for active duty and retired veterans. Come see us at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero or chat with us at kjohns.com or on Instagram.
KPRL News continues at 8:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Weeding robots have emerged as a key focus of autonomous farm technology as growers seek solutions for costly and labor-intensive tasks. One model, which was displayed at the 2025 FIRA USA Agricultural Technology Conference last month in Woodland, is the Sharpshooter system from Hayward-based Verdant Robotics. The Sharpshooter is a tractor attachment that uses artificial intelligence to identify weeds and deliver precise, controlled sprays without hurting the cash crop. "We're delivering milliliter streams of liquid onto the weed," said Chad Yagow, Verdant Director of Agronomy and Industry Relations. "If you think about a hypodermic needle, if you press that plunger, that little stream of liquid that's coming out, that's what we're doing every time we take that shot," he said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K-John Jewelry Company, having a massive inventory liquidation sale now through December 24th, making way for K-John's designs coming in the new year. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Sunny skies today with a few clouds this morning, highs in the upper 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, lows in the upper 30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday. Upper 60s Friday, low 60s Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, 62 a week from today. Currently, it is 41 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Cajon Jewelry Company, liquidating their entire inventory now through Christmas Eve, making way for their new Cajon's collection. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
The Wednesday Farmers Market on East Mall in Atascadero is now operating with winter hours 3 to 5. Buy fall and winter produce, strawberries, leafy greens, winter squash, artichokes, avocados, honey, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh baked bread, pies, scones, and tamales. And if you can't make it Wednesday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Paso Robles on Tuesday, Templeton on Saturday, or Baywood on Mondays. Farmers Market, open rain or shine. Check out social media for live updates.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks on Wall Street on pace for their fourth straight day of gains ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. Friday, exchanges close early at 1 p.m. Eastern. Some big gainers today, Robinhood Markets, Dell, Oracle, also retailer Urban Outfitters.
Sales grew 12% to a record $1.5 billion. What did they do so well? Big events, back to school. We show up at these big events. We hope we do on Black Friday, too, also Cyber Monday. That helped Urban Outfitters. And they have a new subscription service. Gen Z loves this. They rent their clothes. It's called Newly and UULY.
Fox's Lauren Simonetti. And some key data in today showing durable goods orders rose more than expected in September, while jobless claims were lower than expected last week. Also, there was a much larger than expected buildup in oil inventories last week. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. You'll find exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 50% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now, through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
Hey folks, Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Around here, community isn't just something we say, it's something we live. When you shop with us, you're choosing real food from local people. And this holiday season, you're covered. We have Diesel Fresh whole turkeys, just $3.99 a pound, or $5.99 a pound for the organic. Farmer John sliced half hams, $3.49 a pound. Mrs. Cuppison stuffing, two for just $5. We have Marie Callender's pies, just $6.99 each. And produce, premium yams, 99 cents a pound. Jumbo pineapples, $4.99. $1.99 each. 5-pound bag russet potatoes, just 99 cents. And Martinelli's sparkling cider, 2 for just $6. In the deli, let us do the work. Hot and ready oven-roasted turkey breast, just $10.99 a pound. Plus all the holiday sides ready to go. And don't forget the fresh baked sourdough and homemade pies in our bakery. We'll even let you take credit. It's great. Valley Fresh has become a gathering place for the community. Thanks for making us your favorite new store. Stop by and say hi anytime. Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Real food from local people. And see our ad weekly at valleyfreshmarkets.com.
Need some help with those holiday lights and making it look like a very festive and inspiring and inviting atmosphere? Well, call Aaron King. He's with Slow Holiday Lights. He's right here in the North County, and he'll help bring your holiday decor to light. Call Aaron King, Slow Holiday Lights, for that estimate, 805-464-7689. The Wednesday Farmers Market on East Mall in Atascadero is now operating with winter hours 3 to 5. Buy fall and winter produce, strawberries, leafy greens, winter squash, artichokes, avocados, honey, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh baked bread, pie, scones, and tamales. And if you can't make it Wednesday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Paso Robles on Tuesday, Templeton on Saturday, or Baywood on Mondays. Farmers Market, open rain or shine. Check out social media for live updates.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. During our Western history, there were many military men who were controversial in the way they led their men, but none was as controversial as George Armstrong Custer. George Armstrong Custer seemed to always live on the edge, even while at West Point, where incidentally he graduated at the bottom of his class. Custer was almost expelled because of demerits for things like food fights in the cafeteria. However, one of the low points in his career took place on November 25, 1869, when he was court-martialed. Custer was found guilty on 8 counts. They included being absent from his command. He had left his post to visit his wife, Libby. He had also taken along troopers as escort during this trip. Another was shooting deserters without trial. Incidentally, when Custer left to visit his wife, he was considered a deserter himself. The testimony of Captain Frederick Benteen, an officer with Custer at Little Bighorn, was particularly damning. Other charges included abandoning two men, failing to recover two bodies, and cruelty to three wounded troopers. The average officer being found guilty on any of these counts would have meant the end of his career. But George Custer wasn't average. His sentence was to be suspended from rank and command for 1 year and to forfeit his pay proper for the same time. At the end of the year, Custer's friend and advocate, General Phil Sheridan, called him back to active duty. Custer felt he had to do something spectacular to redeem himself, and he did on November 27, 1868, when Custer and 800 men attacked the peaceful camp of Black Kettle that was flying the American flag and a white truce flag. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
This is Sunny from the Floral Parlor. Have you ever wondered why memorial flowers are chosen from a book? It seems so impersonal. Your loved one was one of a kind. Their celebration of life should be just as unique. Whether they were a rugged cowboy or a sweet grandma who loved tulips, we take the time to learn about their life and create floral designs that tell their story. Let the Floral Parlor create something special within your budget that adds value to their remembrance. The Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles.
I think I heard you coming.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. 36-year-old Elijah Alexander King was arrested by the San Luis Obispo Police Department last month for posts he made on social media platform X. His post said he would, quote, bomb every synagogue in a 20-mile radius. He has pled not guilty to all of his federal charges, including false information regarding fire and explosives, false information and hoaxes, and threats by interstate communication. The County Public Health Department has released a statement from West Coast Health Alliance issued in response to recent changes to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's Autism and Vaccines webpage. The webpage says that the claim vaccines do not cause autism is not an evidence-based claim, which the West Coast Health Alliance contests, citing as inaccurate. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. President Trump spending the holiday at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, continuing his push to end the fighting in Eastern Europe.
President Trump says he's cautiously optimistic the three-year-long war between Russia and Ukraine may be over soon, but does want to hold off on any additional face-to-face meetings with President Zelensky or Putin until a deal is in its final stage.
Fox's Dana Marie McNichol reporting from West Palm Beach, Florida. You're not alone on the roads on the nation's airports ahead of Thanksgiving.
For the holiday travel season, transportation Secretary Sean Duffy posted a video on social media urging civility.
Are you dressing with respect?
Just doing a casual survey here. I am seeing some sweatpants, but no pajamas so far.
Fox is joining us here at the Hartsfield Jackson Airport in Atlanta. America's listening to Fox News.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, at Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $600,000 in cash and prizes. It's everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawings every Sunday in November. Need more details? Visit ChumashCasino.com. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Don't miss the annual Downtown Holiday Lighting Ceremony this Friday starting at 5:30 in the Downtown City Park. Mrs. Claus arrives from the North Pole to make sure Paso Robles has the holiday spirit with candlelight community caroling. Some of Santa's elves will be there along with the Snow King and Queen. Kick off the holiday season at the Downtown Holiday Lighting Ceremony and Cancer Support Community Lights of Hope this Friday starting at 5:30 p.m. at the Downtown City Park Bandstand.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Mainly sunny on your Wednesday. Highs in the upper 60s. Some clouds, but for the most part, mostly clear. Maybe a little fog tomorrow morning. Overnight lows in the upper 30s and low 70s for your Thanksgiving Thursday. Not too shabby with some high clouds. Friday will cool down just a little bit to the upper 60s and mid 60s. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and low 60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 6:51 a.m., 4:52 p.m. We are at 46 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All right, this afternoon, Karen's up. She'll have a John Pashonk, supervisor. A lot of things money-wise not going well here in the county again. So they'll talk about that. 12:30 till 2. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. Still have time. Make sure everything's working properly for the holidays. 805-466-6188. on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that number, 238-KPRL, here on The Right Choice.
Gotta be cool, relax, get in, and get on my tracks. Take a back seat, hitch on. Take a long ride on the moonlight until I'm ready.
Ready, Freddy.
Raise your little thing called
The Morning Exchange.
Alrighty, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Once again, I'd like to let you know that the folks there for the Thanksgiving of Paso Robles, they need a little help. They need some help for this morning in the kitchen and a couple of folks for tomorrow in the kitchen. They had some folks who came down a little ill. So anyway, if you can go to their website and give them a call and find out. They would appreciate any help that you can give. All right. Thank you very much in advance. All right. Once again, we will have another classic here with Theater of the Mind here. Again, some of you will remember this, and it should be played every Thanksgiving and just because it's funny.
And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. Oh, yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter, and it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner, and it says, Happy Thanksgiving from W... Gentlemen, what a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. Second to the third. No parachutes yet.
I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes! One just went to the windshield of a parked car! This is terrible. Everyone's running around pushing each other. Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! People are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
It should have worked.
Can I help you?
No, I'm fine. Sir,
it was the most unusual promotion idea I ever heard of. Never been anything else like it.
No, I don't suppose there has.
I thought it would work. I planned this thing right down to the last detail. It was perfect. Where'd you get those birds?
Are you okay?
I don't know. A man and his two children tried to kill me. After the turkeys hit the pavement, the crowd kind of scattered, but some of them tried to attack me. I had to jam myself into a phone booth. Then Mr. Carlson had the helicopter land in the middle of the parking lot. I guess he thought he could save the day by turning the rest of the turkeys loose. Gets pretty strange after that.
Strange.
Yeah, right.
No, Les, come on now, tell us the rest.
I really don't know how to describe it. It was like the turkeys mounted a counterattack. It was almost as if they were organized. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
That was from November 22, 1978, the first annual WKRP Thanksgiving Day turkey drop. Nothing like it. Nothing like it. My goodness, those writers, writers in general are pretty amazing when they come up with some of these things that you and I can't think of, but we laugh at, and thank goodness for them. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on this day before Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for? You know, as I mentioned earlier, that there's some educators around the country. It says educators and school districts, they call for a day of mourning for Thanksgiving because we're such a horrible country and we were founded on, ways not to their likings and so forth and so on. So, you know, I suggested, well, then maybe they should go to work. Or if they're not going to work, then they don't get paid, because I'm sure most of them probably get paid for the day off, and maybe even this week, if depending on the school districts, because kids are out of school here in the North County. But maybe they would do that. If this is such a day of mourning, then go to work. Go to work tomorrow. What they seem to forget that America is a very, very young country. And we have made mistakes over the years. But unlike many countries, we've been able to overcome those mistakes and make things better. 250 years in terms of history is a very short time. A very short time. You're looking at European cultures that have been around for centuries. So considering what the United States has become in a short time, they should be thankful. It's not a day of mourning. Remember, we can always get better. We can always get better. Some countries have no chance for that. But they should be thankful they have the United States to help them out when in need. And with the charitable, how charitable America is to most countries around the world. So it's a day of thanks, and it should be, and don't forget that. I think it was an email regarding that. Here it is. Is everyone else sick of leftist trans trash politicizing Thanksgiving by howling and complaining about colonial white Christian culture and tradition? What miserable, bitter lives they lead. Well, I would agree. I would agree with that. And I don't think there's anybody that has half a brain would say that we haven't made mistakes going back 250 years, but we have done our best to correct them, unlike other countries. And we have the ability in our Constitution to do that. The government has an amazing capability. So maybe you have some thoughts on that. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Hey, you know, we could wear a black band on our arm every day for something horrible that humanity has done. But quite frankly, we all learn from it, but I refuse to live my life that way. Hey, everybody out there, have a great Thanksgiving. Celebrate your family, celebrate your friends, and all the good things we have.
You have any special traditions in your family?
You know, something, we just try to get together with family. We don't have any real, you know, amazing. We don't throw turkeys out of helicopters or anything every year, but no, we don't have any amazing traditions. We just try to get together with what we can.
So you have the basic meal?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. And yes, Kevin, I love cranberries.
Well, what's the matter with you?
What's that?
I was going to say, then what's the matter with you?
I don't know.
All right, since you brought up the cranberries, do you like the sweet potatoes?
You know something? I don't eat regular potatoes anymore, and I've really grown to like sweet potatoes, but I don't like them with the sugar and the marshmallows and stuff. I just like them plain with butter.
Sorry to disappoint you. Well, again, everybody can't be perfect. I realize that. Matter of fact, I had, because I usually have a 2 baked potatoes once a week for my dinner.
That's great.
I love them. I got to make them hard as a rock and then put butter with bacon bits on it. And that is a meal. I love them.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. It's good. Well, now I couldn't do it without the butter, though.
Lots of butter. Butter's good for you. All right.
Well, yeah, it is. Well, I make sure it's good for me at least once a week. It's the only time I have butter. I love it. Chris, you like baked potatoes?
Sure. I love baked potatoes.
Do they have to be Do you like it soft or hard?
Soft.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's cooked.
No, when I'm talking hard in the oven, baking it to get to, you know, nice and hard.
Oh, do you mean like crispy?
Yeah,
crispy. Okay, crispy. Then yeah, that's fine. I thought you meant the interior.
No. Crispy or soft?
I like the skin crispy.
Okay, I do too. That's a battle in the household, because I get it crispy. I mean, crispy where I need a hammer to get in there, and that way it stays nice and hot and so forth, as opposed to another member of the family who thinks that microwaving them. So there is that difference. That's why I make mine. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Can't stand cranberries. Don't like sweet potatoes. We don't even like turkey, so we're having ribs this year.
Ooh, ribs, man. All right. Okay.
No, pork ribs, twice baked potatoes.
Ooh.
And yeah, the old green bean casserole thing, one tradition that we are still doing.
All right. Well, I was going to invite myself over, but when you came up with the green bean casserole, I said, I'm not going. So thanks for not inviting me.
We can hide it.
So you said you're having pork ribs?
Yes.
Ah, there you go. Now,
my son makes the best ones ever.
Do you, is it, what's that called? Is it dry rub or do you put sauce on it?
He does it dry rub, but then he makes the most delicious barbecue sauce ever that he already made yesterday. So it's marinating itself and we put that on it. Oh gosh, it's so good.
Yeah, ribs, man, who doesn't like ribs?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
A pig?
Well, perhaps. I don't know. Well, that sounds delicious. Now, do you have a dessert with it?
Well, we're going to have all kinds of pies, of course. We've got the pumpkin pie. We have an apple pie. And then the daughter-in-law's sister's, she's bringing all the pies. I don't know what the other two are. It's going to be a surprise.
Hmm. Okay, well, it sounds like it's going to be fun and delicious.
It is. Yeah. And thank you for all you guys do. You and Chris love listening to your bantering, and have a blessed Thanksgiving. And my husband wants to know how old Chris is.
I'm 26. I'll be 27 in 2 months.
All right. Well, we sure enjoy you. I'm glad you're on board, although you do have to put up with Kevin. So bless you.
Well, someone has to, but thank you.
Well, that's a hell of a thank you, I'll tell you that.
I think you guys would be fun to be around. So,
right,
thanks so much.
All right. Thank you for the insult. I appreciate it. Let's see here. After Thanksgiving, we fill up our pumpkins with water and shoot them with every weapon available. Sometimes we paint faces on the pumpkins prior to eliminating them. It's quite fun. You know, when we... A couple of times shooting on the property, I had purchased some pictures of some, shall we say, famous people to put on. I won't tell you who they are, but one could guess. Hi, good morning.
Trivia question for you.
Okay.
What side of the turkey has more feathers?
I don't know.
The outside. Talk to you later.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I should have thrown that stupid joke I told you to tell yesterday at that guy. See what he would have thought.
I should have done it with the inflection too that I added as a note as well.
Yeah, I was. I almost told that to somebody at the gym yesterday, but for whatever reason, I got distracted. So, anyway, all right. Let's see here. Oh, we've got 7 minutes left. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. Oh, let me kind of update you. I did that this morning. Rich Valdez is going away. He replaced Jim Bohannon on the overnights. Him and the network could not come to an agreement on a contract, so he's going away.
And that is pretty effective. If you noticed, if you've been listening, he hasn't been on the air. Hasn't been on the air at all. So he's gone. He's gone. And no chance for him to say goodbye. A new host will take effect this coming Monday, December 1st. And the new host will be McGraw-Milhaven. And he's been a morning host elsewhere around the country. So he'll take the helms of the syndicated program, America at Night. Also, the real estate show on the weekends is going away at the end of December. So I'll have to get something in there. This, of course, tomorrow morning, we have 3 hours of history and some traditions of Thanksgiving. And that will take us to football starting at 9:05. That's all day. Then Friday, Darsha and Kenny will not be here. Again, I'll have some specials. And then since the country store on a couple of days after Thanksgiving is literally dead, we will have an expansion of Pure Country this Saturday. So it'll be 3 hours of Pure Country. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, this is Barbie. I'm calling because I'm very thankful for KPRL because I was going back in time and 38 years ago, KPRL started supporting Coach for Kids with helping us get the word out. And so I have to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well,
we're blessed. We're blessed to have a radio station that helps all of us with our work.
John says hi. Hey, John, and it's a little cold, so I hope you have long pants on.
He's got sweatpants on today. How about that?
Okay. All right. So even if the kids and family are coming over, he'll probably just keep them on for the next 3 days, right?
You bet. Well, he starts out sometimes in the morning with the sweatpants, and by the end of the day, he's got his shorts on.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it'll warm up a little bit, but Barbie, that's very nice of you to say those things, but the reality is you folks are the ones that do the work.
Well, a lot of folks are doing the work. The people that do the dinner up there in Paso, and I mean, this whole North County actually is pretty special. Pretty special. Everything that's going on, parades and... And if people say there's nothing to do in this area, I think they're mentally ill.
Well, there is a lot of groups and organizations that put many things together for us to enjoy, no doubt about it.
Yes, absolutely. So the boxes are out for Coach for Kids, the Rotarians, North County Rotary members of put the boxes in locations, and people can just go on a website for Coach for F-O-R,
right.
Kids. What's the rest of it? Oh, slocounty.org, and they'll get the locations if they need them.
All righty. Okay, Barbie, we're out of time, but I appreciate, again, the call, the nice words, and of what you do. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, bye.
All right, one more before we say goodbye. Hi, you got 30 seconds.
All right, save the best for last. Thank you, Kevin, and Chris and KPRL for all the most wonderful, informed listeners. And if you're a Raiders fan and you can't watch football for the next few days, try checking out Laura Logan and an interview with concerning elections. It's called Stolen Elections. And check it out, because now Donald J. Trump has decided that he's going to make elections a high priority. So let's figure it out. Let's get it done. And happy Thanksgiving to all.
All right. Okay, folks, that is it. And again, we won't be here. We'll be back Friday, but you enjoy your Thanksgiving. Be careful in your travels. And again, thanks for everything.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The County Sheriff's Office announced on social media that a new canine has joined their ranks. Anakin, a 2-year-old Dutch Shepherd born in California and trained in narcotics detection, joined the Special Operations Unit alongside his handler, Deputy Brixie. CHP will be entering its holiday enforcement period tonight at 6. This will go until Sunday, November 30th. CHP officers will be on patrol, ensuring travelers are wearing their seatbelts and driving safely. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pelt stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
This afternoon, sound off. Karen will have on Supervisor John Pashong. Enjoy that. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. And again, we'll be back Friday morning, bright and early at 6. And continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local. And continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.